Good morning, KSL News. Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. Tim has a day off. KSL's top story this hour. We've got a big change coming in the weather today. Temperatures are expected to take a nosedive ahead of some valley rain. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, I hope everyone got their fill of sunny and pushing 80 degrees yesterday, because later today it will not look more different. Highs are only expected to hit the mid-60s with increasing cloud cover through this afternoon, and then we're looking at a very good chance of rain and thunderstorms in the valleys, and even some mountain snow heading into tonight. That is just going to continue to flow over into tomorrow, with highs only hitting the mid-50s tomorrow and Saturday. We might not see a ton of sunshine again until Sunday before temperatures gradually start to rise again heading into next week. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Great Salt Lake is the highest it's been in years, and it's expected to rise even more. The Utah Department of Natural Resources wants people to guess just how high it will go. A contest is being held to see if anyone can guess the lake's peak and what it will be. The reward is just a little more than bragging rights. They'll also get some swag from the State Department. A company that tested new algae bloom treatments at a Utah reservoir last summer say the results are encouraging.
Blue-green algae blooms can create dangerous toxins that can make people and animals sick and can even kill them. So in September of last year, the city called in Blue-green Water Technologies to use their new technology to clean up the blooms at Manoway Reservoir.
And our team of scientists treated the Manoway Reservoir using our floating algaecide. Called Lake Guard Oxy.
Jan Spin from Blue Green Water Technologies explained they use a hydrogen peroxide solution, which creates stress on the colony and causes it to collapse. The other big benefit is that this is an environmentally friendly solution that removes carbon dioxide and leaves only water and oxygen molecules behind. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
People living in a holiday neighborhood are trying to figure out what's next after emergency responders say they were forced to detonate a collection of old, unstable dynamite inside a house. Robert Ilisoff lives next door to the house that's now gone.
Six windows need to be replaced. Potential roof, because when it exploded, it dumped a lot of debris, not only in our house, but it even made it further down in the neighborhood.
He and other people have been directed to make claims through their homeowner's insurance to cover the cost of the damages. The big question around the destroyed house is who's going to pay for it. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, it turns out insurance policies don't often have a clause for covering house blown up by ancient dynamite. KSL News Radio reached out to the Utah Insurance Department, which oversees coverage plans in the state, and they responded in a statement that, quote, hazardous materials are almost always excluded from a homeowner's or renter's policy unless the consumer bought an endorsement to cover them. In other words, it looks unlikely insurance will foot the bill. There's also an exception for many times for losses caused by a government agency. But because each plan is individualized, Utahns with questions about their coverage should ask their own agent. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Supreme Court will hear arguments today about whether or not presidents have absolute immunity.
The High Court has never been asked to determine whether a former president deserves immunity from prosecution, because before Donald Trump, no former president had ever been charged with a crime. Trump says presidents need protection from prosecution to weigh affairs of state without feeling constrained. But in February, a three-judge appeals court panel said if Trump has his way, former presidents would be, quote, above the law for all time thereafter.
Former President Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president will be hesitant to make hard decisions. First look traffic now on a Thursday morning. We say good morning to Andy Farnsworth. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, Amanda. We got an issue, though, starting us off in Parley's Canyon. That's on westbound 80 just after the Mountain Dell Reservoir and East Canyon exit. Some stuff has spilled, and so we've got a couple of left lanes blocked. But it looks like the roads are pretty wet through Parley's Canyon this morning as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Duchesne County Sheriff's Office released a composite sketch of a woman they've been trying to identify for more than 20 years. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Investigators found the woman's remains while executing a search warrant in the northwest part of the county in 2001. While they originally thought she may have been Native American, it was later discovered she was Hispanic, between 17 and 25 years old.
Investigators are hoping someone will recognize the woman through the sketch. You can see the sketch at KSLNewsRadio.com. The NFL draft starts tonight with millions of people expected to tune in.
The Chicago Bears hold the first pick in tonight's NFL draft. They're widely expected to take Southern Cal quarterback Caleb Williams. Bears general manager Ryan Poles told reporters they've been evaluating Williams not just as a football player, but as a person.
I think the biggest thing is, like, does he fit in our culture and what we're trying to do? And all signs were that he does. So that was positive.
Last year, more than 54 million people watched some part of the three-day event. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hockey fans packed the Delta Center last night to officially welcome Utah's new NHL team. General Manager Bill Armstrong says he wants to keep the energy going.
And we want to rev it up in here. We want to become the loudest building in the NHL in here. And that building out there gives us a chance.
Wow, it was exciting to hear him. The team also toured the Jazz practice facilities and were told about the plans to remodel the Delta Center. If you've ever called in sick to stay home to watch sports, you're in good company. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Amanda, the national average for people who have done this sits around 57%, according to a study done by online gambling company Betway. But we're not talking about nationals here. In Utah, 78% of those surveyed say they've called in sick with a fake illness in order to stay home and watch a game, especially if it's football, basketball, baseball, or the Olympics. And if you're wondering about the other podium placers here, Coloradans came second, Marylanders came third. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
I'm sure I've never done that.